At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPerksonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
Look, we know that ODI cricket is relevant again, but we also recognize that it does take up a lot of your viewing time, just like podcast episodes do. So these are short clips from the longer Indian cricket podcast episodes for your consumption, just like T10 or T20. But hey, I hope you listen to this and then come back to listen to the full episode. You know, cricket is fun that way. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I hope you're doing very well and enjoying the runs that are flowing from Shubman Gill's bat as we speak. So he's perhaps still batting somewhere in the nets and nobody's been able to get him out yet. You never know. It's been a couple of exciting days and weeks for Indian cricket, including the mega women's IPL deal that has been acquired by Viacom 18. So shout out to the folks at the broadcast company. And of course, the BCCI for that mega win. A couple of other really cool things that have happened, but we'll leave them all for next week when we come back with a full episode. This week, however, we're starting something new. These are bonus clips from episodes gone by or episodes that are going to come in the future. However, this one is from the episode that we did last week with Dhruv, where we deep dived into, of course, the ODI World Cup that's coming later this year and the cricketing structure in India, the pipeline, etc. However, as it is with conversations with Dhruv, we took a little bit of a virtual detour and ventured around and talked about a bunch of things. And this clip in particular is about a topic that Dhruv holds very close to his heart, which is, of course, the role of the athlete beyond the game. It's something that we talk about a lot on this podcast as well. And in this particular clip, Dhruv opines about Rashid Khan's stance about playing in the Big Bash League. And, you know, in the aftermath, of course, of Australia cancelling the tour of Afghanistan and citing political reasons. So I'm going to leave you all to listen into the clip. And let us know what you think. Do you like the concept of clips hitting your notifications now and then so that you get a bite-sized dose of the podcast? Let us know what you think. All right, let's load the clip now and I will see you next week with a full episode. Cheers. Because a lot of our chats are athlete-centric.
Yeah.
We want to look into the athlete's life. And because the athlete is playing such an important cultural role.
Cultural significance.
He's got, you know, every athlete, she, him, correct, they have significance in society today.
Of course.
Command respect. They earn money. They influence people. Their actions are directly proportionate. Or rather, they have impact.
Correct.
Right, in society. So, we're obviously in India always calling out for players to take stances on political issues, etc., which I have a different opinion about.
So do I.
With regards to
very important,
the Cricket Australia cancelling their series with the
Afghanistan
men's team. Correct. And Rashid Khan threatening to go away from the Big Bash.
Correct.
And Dhruv obviously has a very, very powerful opinion about that, which we should all hear.
Of course.
Because
it
makes sense.
I think, look, not to get, not to complicate the discourse too much. Let's leave this, let's make 2023 the year where we don't ever have to mention this term called whataboutery.
Whataboutery?
I think whataboutery is the worst word that should be confined to every single dustbin.
Is it part of the dictionary? I hope it never enters the dictionary.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody wants to do something, never question them and say, but what about that? What about this?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And this we saw a lot with the FIFA World Cup in Qatar.
Yeah.
So let's leave whataboutery away.
Yeah.
Now let's look at the two other big examples and the two other big kind of terms that get thrown around, which is hypocrisy and which is double standards.
Yeah.
We are all guilty of it as human beings. I don't know a single human I've met in my life who has at one stage not been hypocritical.
Of course.
Or who has not been accidentally
very human.
you know, accidentally been accused of double standards. Mm. So let's leave that on the side. So what about we were throwing into the dustbin and we're keeping hypocrisy and double standards on one side. Now let's look at this other issue, which has had an evolution from 2020 up to 2023, which is virtue signaling, right? I may want to do something, but it doesn't help if I just want to indulge in hollow virtue signaling, right? That again is a more detailed conversation for another day, probably on another platform. Let's just focus on the issue at hand. Australia, in their minds, with the government level, are completely within their rights to not want to engage with the Taliban, take a protest against the Taliban. The Taliban's abysmal record against women, against women's sport, women's cricket, women's education. I would have much rather preferred what they have done right now by saying we won't play. And hear me out, I'll tell you why. The Socceroos in the FIFA World Cup put out that great virtue signaling video, but were very happy to play when the time came.
Correct.
What happens in the end? It became a farce, right? I'm not saying, I'm not questioning the motives or the merits of what Australia have decided. I'm very happy that they've decided that, okay, we'll take quote-unquote partial real action and not play. And Rashid Khan is also within his rights. We don't know what his motives are, but I will not go there and play. Fair enough. So rather than the Australian cricket board virtue signaling towards Afghanistan, and rather than the Afghanistan players virtue signaling that side, both have decided to take action. Let Australia not play the series. Let Rashid Khan pull out of all the Big Bash games. And then we can have another discussion on who's showing double standards, who's being hypocritical. That's fine. But let's never get into whataboutery. Never say something, Australia is suddenly concerned about, you know, women's rights in Afghanistan. Whatever, but what about how they've treated indigenous Australians and how they've treated their indigenous women?
Keep the action independent.
Keep focus on the point. Don't get into whataboutery, right?
Yeah.
Let's not talk about how Afghanistan are very happy to have their cricket run by the Taliban, right? And at the same time are now wanting to take a moral position, forget about it. Let's not do whataboutery. Let that go ahead. Two sides have taken a position. Australia is saying that I don't want to play. I respect you. Rashid Khan, I don't want to play. I respect you. And then we'll debate on another platform or another discussion about what the hypocrisy is or what the double standards are.
Yeah.
But I hate virtue signaling. It would have been an absolute farce if Australia put out a video on how the Taliban should treat women better and then went and played.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Right? It would have been
idiotic.
Yeah. Similarly, it would have been farcical if Rashid Khan said that Australia are showing double standards, but then he would be there very happy to take his Big Bash contract. So let both of them take partial real action.
Yeah.
It's been done.
Yeah.
And now we'll debate what happens later going forward. But no hollow virtue signaling.
Yeah.
Do something.
Like, just if we are to just take this conversation a little forward and bring in the Indian context, I feel a lot of times the athletes are also forced to let out an opinion. You know, on Twitter, and a lot of athletes are tagged and say, hey, dude, what about why haven't you taken a stance on this?
Yeah.
Why haven't you taken a stance on this?
And see, I think
that's not necessary. No, you don't need to have an opinion about everything.
You don't if you're not qualified.
If you're not qualified.
If you're not qualified, it's fine. And I think, look, and because like I said, like I told you before, we're going to focus squarely only on this issue and not anything else.
Yeah.
Australia have consulted and it's a diplomatic decision. Yeah. It's not one particular player. If a particular Australian player said, I don't want to tour Afghanistan, that could have been an athlete taking a stand or a professional cricketer taking a stand, right?
Let it be
here. It is a government and a board decision. Fair play. Rashid Khan, we still don't know if it's a board decision yet, where he's been told, or if tomorrow the Afghanistan cricket board say, I want all of these six players to pull out of the Big Bash, then we'll debate it. But like I said, in
let's
isolation,
keep it to what it is.
What it is, Australia, fair play to you. You've decided to take your real action and not indulge in hollow virtue signaling.
Yeah.
Rashid Khan has not done any hollow virtue signaling by saying, I'll go play the Big Bash with a black armband, which would have been a bigger farce. I won't go and play.
Yeah.
And let's see where this unfolds and then we'll discuss it again. But at least we've stuck to where it is right now.
Yeah. So should we keep this clip on the side and add it to our further debate?
Let's see. Let's watch the space.
Time will tell. Time will tell. See you next week. Cheers. The Indian Cricket Podcast is produced and presented by Bilgi Media, a new age video and podcast company. You can find the video versions of these conversations and live cricket analysis on Match Day Mornings on my YouTube channel. So go ahead and do the jam. You can support our content as well by getting onto our Patreon account. Link is in all of my Linktree bios everywhere. So go ahead and you can support us. Thank you for coming and keep coming.